On this day, 23rd June 1921, Royal Olive Branch. The sojourn of their Majesties in Belfast yesterday in connection with the opening of the six-county parliament constitutes perhaps the briefest stay of royalty in any centre of population. Their Majesties landed from the royal yacht at Donegal Quay punctually at 11:30 a.m. and re-embarked at 4:05 in the afternoon. The glamour of a royal pageant could not compensate for the absence of much that goes to make an occasion great and historic. A parliament brought into being against the will of 5/6 of a nation can never be an historic institution. From an early hour, crowds began to congregate along the route through which the royal procession was to pass. Special constables were present in large numbers. Police and military were also on duty on the roofs of the shops and dwellings. Shortly after 10 o'clock, 4 aeroplanes made their appearance over the centre of the city, and stunts of various kinds, looping the loop, spiral descents, were indulged in. The crowds were so thick at the two corners of Donegal Place at the City Hall that dozens of people fainted and had to be carried away. At the City Hall, the Irish Guards lined the staircase, their brilliant scarlet and gold uniforms in striking contrast to the khaki of other regiments and the sombre blue of the police. The arrival of the royal party was heralded by a flourish of trumpets by state trumpeters. The scene was indeed a brilliant one. The King then read out the speech in a clear voice. "For all who love Ireland, as I do with all my heart, this is a profoundly moving occasion in Irish history. I am confident that the important matters entrusted to the control and guidance of the Northern Parliament will be managed with fairness and due regard to every faith and interest. I speak from a full heart when I pray that my coming to Ireland today may prove to be the first step towards an end to strife. In that hope, I appeal to all Irishmen to pause, to stretch out the hand of forbearance and conciliation, to forgive and forget, and to join in making for the land which they love a new era of peace, contentment, and goodwill." Eamon Phoenix editors note, though King George V had effectively set the seal on partition, his carefully crafted speech, heavily influenced by the South African Prime Minister, General Smuts, who was in touch with de Valera, was designed as an olive branch to Sinn Féin, with a view to ending the conflict. No nationalist MP attended.